better be good, because I left my archery class just to get here on time.
You have to wear that get-up for archery class?
No, I don't have to. But it really throws off my opponents.
Well, who can hit a thing when they're laughing so hard?
Hello, girls.
Hi, hey. Mama.
Myra, I don't even want to know.
Mrs. Winslow, what'd you want to talk to us about?
Well, this year, Ferguson's is sponsoring the Miss Downtown Chicago Beauty Pageant, and I've been selected chairwoman.
Hey. Oh, hi.
Listen, it's going to be really exciting, and you'll never believe who I got to host the show.
Who?
Emmanuel Lewis.
He's got TV's Webster? I love him. He's such a cutie.
Can we meet him?
Well, of course you can. If, you all agree to be contestants.
No way.
Well, why not?
Ma, it is so sexist. I'm not marching in a bathing suit parade.
Yeah, who would? I mean, we have too much self-respect for that.
I'll do it.
Thank you, Myra. Girls, the contest doesn't have a bathing suit competition. It's based on poise and talent and personality.
I don't know, Mrs. Winslow. I mean, the whole idea of a beauty pageant is so played out.
Did I mention that the winner would be receiving a $5,000 shopping spree from Ferguson's?
We're there for you.
Uh-huh. Hi, y'all.
What are you doing here?
I hear there's a beauty contest, and I want to let everybody know how glamorous and poised I am.
Carl, I've got a big problem. Emmanuel Lewis calling. His flight has been canceled.
Oh, honey, that's terrible.
One engine goes out and they panic.
Well, honey, what are you going to do? The pageant's tonight.
Oh, I don't know, Carl. Hey, I might be able to get Oprah.
Oprah Winfrey?
No, Oprah Gonzalez. She works in cosmetics. And she can whistle feelings through a lipstick tube.
Well, honey, you know, you could go that way, but you could get somebody with a little style. A little panache. And a whole lot of charisma. You could go with somebody like, me! Well, good evening, fellow Chicagoans. Now... Well, hi there, Windy Cityites. Oh.
Hey, Dad.
Oh, my arm?
No.
What? You got a few minutes.
Uh-huh.
Now, don't forget. Uh-huh. After the music cue and the follow lights dim, you cross downstage to your mark.
Uh-huh.
All right?
Huh?
When I shove, you walk to the X.
Thank you, son. Okay.
I'm going to go check on the girls.
Hey, I thought you just did that.
Yep. And I'm going to keep on doing it till I get it right.
Carl.
Huh?
The show's about to start. Are you okay?
Am I okay? Hey, honey. Prepare to be dazzled. Prepare to be stunned. Prepare to be wowed.
Your fly's open. Okay.
Harry, look, it's Webster! It's Webster!
Well, actually, Webster is a fictional character. I'm Emmanuel Lewis, but you can call me Manny.
You hear that, Harriet? He said I could call him Manny.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you, Manny.
Didn't say you could call me Manny. Gotcha!
Well, listen, I thought your flight was canceled.
It was, but I hopped on my Harley and drove over. I hope you haven't replaced me yet.
Well, actually...
Of course not. You're irreplaceable.
Well, I was supposed to be the temporary fill-in backup guy. I took a few moments to write a few quips from the Reader's Digest. I was going to use them, but since you're here, you can.
You know, you look so cool in your tux, and you did all the work. Why don't we host this together?
Wow. Thanks, Manny. Does that mean we split the money, too?
I'm friendly, not crazy.
You know, I still don't understand how you can be in a Miss Downtown Chicago contest when you don't even live in Chicago.
Well, Big Daddy owns a condo on Lakeshore Drive.
Since when?
Since I told him I wanted to be in this contest. Now let me ask you a question. How can you be in a beauty contest with a puss like that?
Look who's talking. You're in the wrong contest altogether. The dog show is next week. And get your finger out.
All right, I'm going to lip around your head.
Would you please try to conduct yourselves like beauty queens instead of biker bimbos?
Harriet's right. In the spirit of sisterhood, let's put aside our differences and unite in the common cause of feminosity.
I agree. All this bickering is bumming out my perkiness.
Oh, come on, girls. The only reason why Myrtle is here is to make another play for Eddie.
For once, Ham Thighs is right. After I'm certified as a true beauty queen, Edward will sop me up like a biscuit does gravy.
Well, I think you better knock yourself unconscious, because that's only going to happen in your dreams.
Okay, ladies, listen up. You got 5 minutes to make yourselves beautiful.
How do I look, Anna?
Like you could use 5 days.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ferguson's Department Store is proud to present the 4th annual Miss Downtown Chicago Beauty Pageant. And here are your co-hosts for the evening, Emmanuel Lewis and Carl Winslow.
Good evening, everybody. It's great to be here. I'm always a little nervous when I come to the Windy City. I might get blown away. But seriously, folks, I want you to meet my co-host, Carl Winslow. Give him a round of applause. Thank you. Say, Carl, how are you tonight? Excited?
How about the hat?
You're right. It's time to meet our contestants. Here they are, 15 of the most beautiful girls in Chicago.
Hey,
You okay, Carl?
Oh. Yeah, Manny, I'm okay. I don't think I'm gonna vomit again.
Good, because I only bought two tuxes.
Here, Dad. Brought you some more water.
Oh, thank you, son.
Whoa, look out!
Sweetie, but your breath smells like roadkill. Here, I have some of these meats. Yes.
Thank you.
shit's going on around here, and I want to get to the bottom of it.
Well, you better, Mom, because some terrible things have happened.
Yeah, to every single one of us.
Yeah. Well, everybody except...
Merle!
Some horrific things have happened to me, too. Some hussy stole my fake fingernails. Now, I don't know who the culprit is, but God is watching.
Who are you kidding? You're behind this. This is just your style.
What would you know about style, you buck-tooth, hammer-toed, hippo-hip-hoochie-mama?
That is it. Bring it on, you street-trans-nator.
Stars! Some scoundrel has planted implements of destruction in my pocketbook.
Merle, did you do these things?
I swear not. And if I lie, may God strike this spot with lightning.
I'm gonna ask you one last time, Myrtle. Did you sabotage these girls?
No, ma'am! Yes, ma'am. Well, yes, no. I always confuse the two. Oh, I'm so, so sorry. And deeply ashamed. I was so desperate to win the affections of my Edward that I stooped to such chicanery.
Oh, now we've all done vicious, mean things to other people in the name of love.
Thank you, Myra, but what I did was inexcusable. I shall withdraw from the pageant.
That will be the thing to do, Myrtle.
Then let me say, no matter who of you is crowned queen, you're all queens in my heart.
Maybe she has some class after all.
Well, you'd better get out on stage. They're going to announce the winner. Hey, the door is stuck.
It's not stuck.
Everyone, thank you. I want to thank the audience for coming out tonight. It's really been a pleasure and a great show. And Carla, it's been a lot of fun working with you, buddy.
Right back at you, Manny. Hey, I'm finally getting the hang of this.
Just in time, too. The show's almost over. And now, it's time to announce our winner. Let's bring out those lovely ladies one more time.
They withdrew. Apparently, they couldn't stand the competition. I win by default. Now, give me that crown. Give it here. And start the music, Buster.
But I keep on saying, hit!
Genuine certified beauty queen. Oh, it's a big...